The political debate over what U.S. policy should be on undocumented immigrants has been heated for decades. The temperature went down for a short period as there was some bipartisan discussion on comprehensive immigration reform, which may have included a path to citizenship. But the Trump administration has focused on harsher actions on the undocumented, and thousands of DACA recipients remain in limbo despite a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling. As part of our page-turner series on important books to read, I spoke with Michelle Malonzo of Changing Hands Bookstore about one she is passionate about. It's called The Undocumented Americans. We began by talking about whether the author's own experience of having support and benefactors in her immigration process made her want to tell the stories of others who haven't been as fortunate.
100%. She was actually, she discusses in the introduction how she was approached to write because she was a very talented writer. In addition to being very intelligent, her main skill was her writing prowess. She was approached to write a book about her experience, but it was in such a way that she said, no, because I know the kind of story you want me to tell. You want me to tell the rags to riches story. You do not want me to tell the violent and ugly truth of it. And so she refused to write a book. However, with the election of in 2016, she approached one of the agents who had asked her to write, but they became close. They kept in contact. She knew about all his kids. And in 2016, when that shift happened, she contacted him and she said, I'm ready.
Wow.
I'm ready to write this book. Because she knew that she had access and she knew where to look and how to unearth those stories that have not been told.
How important is the authenticity in getting other people to understand her story and the story of other folks?
It's vital. I think for any marginalized group who is highly oppressed and politicized, it is extremely important that these stories be told with honor and respect. And I know, and there is clearly a need and a desire from people to know and understand the undocumented experience. However, most of the stories coming out are either fictional or they're told by others who are trying to translate it, who don't know or don't have personal identification with what that is like and what that does. And Carla does. And she, even in her reporting, she did not use a tape recorder.
Yeah.
She translated everything by hand because she knew that having something recorded, having evidence, is precisely the thing that threatens and terrifies the undocumented more than anything.
I wonder if you would express the opinion about whether the fact that it's an uncomfortable read also makes it important. The fact that people will, who don't have this experience, will maybe be taken aback by how strong it is.
I think precisely the fact it is uncomfortable to read proves how necessary it is to read. The truth is not always pretty. She travels to Michigan, Staten Island, Ohio. And the one story that really hit me was when she was in Flint, Michigan. And I did not know that you are required to show valid ID to gain access to clean water. So the people who do not have that valid ID literally cannot get clean water. There is a quote from White Teeth by Zadie Smith that when I read it in college, it struck me so hard and I've carried it with me. Where she says, we are so convinced of the goodness of ourselves and the goodness of our love. Greeting cards routinely tell us everybody deserves love. No, everybody deserves clean water. Not everybody deserves love all the time. And that quote, which was a paraphrase, but that quote, I've always carried that with me. It was very hard for me to digest that quote when I initially read it. And there was something that rang so true and so wrong about it at the time I read it. And when I read the section on Flint, the understanding of what Zadie Smith was saying, the understanding of the point that was trying to be made, just magnified for me.
And how much of the undocumented Americans are you going to carry with you in that same way?
Exactly. And that's why this book is so important. Because government notices that are going out in Flint, they cannot read those notices. Government officials who do door-to-door trying to inform residents about what is happening with the water, they're not answering those doors because they're afraid. So access, information, opportunity is literally cut off for these people. And that is the price that is being paid that shows exactly how bad their situations were back home, that this is the better choice for them. It is, you know, the formula is always the rag to riches story or the look how I've struggled and see how I have succeeded. See how I overcame all of my adversity. And you know what? Carla dissects that in her book about herself. She understands that she is the exception. But it is rarely spoken about honestly that the undocumented refugees, immigrants, illegals, whatever term you want to use, they are trading one form of poverty and violence and pain for another. It's the lesser of two evils. And that is what is devastating more than anything.
That is Michelle Malonzo of Changing Hands Bookstore for our Page Turner series. We've been talking about The Undocumented Americans by Carla Cornejo Villavicencio, and you're listening to the show.